Apparently, Alexander Barkov has been wandering aimlessly around a mall. I don't know which mall it was, but but nobody knows who he is.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's just hanging out, window shop, maybe shopping.
Might as well.
I don't know. Maybe he walked into Hollister. I have no idea where he shops. But Hollister, let's see, Forever 21.
Oh, the ones that you can smell like eight stores down, like
yeah,
Abercrombie
exactly.
and stuff. Yeah,
that's where Wade Minter, Wade Minter shops, the PA address announcer for PNC Arena, the Carolina Hurricanes, who joins us because here's, I don't know, you I'm sure you couldn't hear me. Maybe you could. I don't know. But in the intermission between the first and second overtimes, I started saying, we're heading to the fifth. I started talking about it in baseball terms we're going to the top of the fifth inning. In the playoffs, everybody's got to have a great bullpen. And then in the middle of the seventh or the fourth overtime, when they take the commercial break right at the midpoint, you said, because I was out trying to find water, you said, we're going to try something new, the seventh period stretch. And a tear, Wade, rolled down my right cheek because that was utterly brilliant. How are you?
I was crying too, but for different reasons. It's because I had been up for a very long time. I am doing well, mostly mentally there after that game. Is it still going on, Adam? I don't know anymore. Can you tell me if the game actually ended?
I mean, in retrospect, I'm almost torn because I feel like if we would have gone to a fifth overtime, I'm not sure the outcome would have been any different, and it would have just tacked on another 45 minutes to an hour.
It's true. Yeah, yeah. And the sad part was I was already thinking about what I was going to say at the end of the fourth overtime, and I didn't get to use it. Thanks, Matthew Tkachuk, for nothing.
There you go. All right, so since you announced penalties, you announced goals, some promotions, there wasn't much for you to do for about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, you know, overtime, we don't have commercial breaks. We don't have any kind of sponsored content. So from like the beginning of the first overtime, I was only announcing goals and penalties, and I announced maybe two penalties and one goal at the end there. So yeah, I was just trying to keep myself occupied at that point. I was kind of feet up on the table at the PA booth and kind of watching time go by. we were getting loopy on headsets with all the production crew, which is where the idea for the seventh period stretch came from. We were trying to find ways to entertain ourselves, honestly, and it was a group effort. But Christine Williams, our fine producer, kind of had the idea. DJ Miss Dills, me, Chappie, one of our video control guys, were kicking around ideas, and we finally kind of settled on that one. And fortunately, we got to use it.
So I like it.
That was fun for us.
I love a seventh period stretch. Wade Minter, H. Wade Minter, the PA address announcer for, I can't even speak today, the PA address announcer for PNC Arena and the Carolina Hurricanes. Did you apologize at the end of a period, at the end of one of the overtimes?
I did. At the end of the third overtime, you know, we were really hoping, I think, to end it and go home, and we didn't. So after, you know, one overtime is fine. That's normal in playoffs. Two is weird. Three starts to get excessive. So I was really just saying what everyone in the crowd was thinking. Like, we're going to four. I'm sorry. I really am.
All right, final thing for Wade Minter here, who is joining us on the Adam Gold Show. It's one of those, how do you keep your, first, no, this is what I wanted to ask you. Were you like, why do they take the coffee away? Why do they lock the soda before we go to overtime? Why do they do that? Like we played like 2.5 hours. There's no more coffee.
No, nothing. I've done some research into this, and I actually do have an answer for you, Adam. It's because we can't have nice things. That's why.
Oh, that's what that was your,
that's the reason,
your research?
We can't have nice things. Yeah.
And did you see this? Did you see the video board would show got people in the crowd in the fifth period or in the sixth period holding a beer? Where did you get that? Is it just, did you not finish that one from the third?
It was a little flat is probably what I would say there. Yeah, it's a little flat.
My God, I'm not functioning today. I hope you are.
In no way am I functioning today.
All right, I appreciate your time, man. I'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, AG, we'll see you tomorrow.
That's Wade Minter. H. Wade Minter. My gosh, I just could not. Like, you and I were sitting on press row. We looked at each other like, wait a second.
What?
How is he still getting a beer?
I know. There were a lot of beers still around.
There were people, like, one woman on the Jumbotron lost one.
I know. Right? From a towel, a crazy towel. Just going nuts.
Towel, just swipe that beer right out of your hand. It wasn't a beer. It was some other beverage. But it looked like maybe an adult beverage, but where'd you get it?
It went flying either way.
I don't know. Maybe in the suites you can still. I have no idea how the rules work.
I feel like.
I don't patrol those waters.
If you go into overtime, I want to say that potentially they keep selling beer, but I don't know because.
No.
It's, yeah.
The concession stands, they do. I think there's a policy, like when you get to a certain point of the third period, usually it's like the 10-minute mark of the third period.
Well.
We're shut down. And they don't shut it back up. So that was, I have questions. All right, I just want to go back to last night. And just the game proper. And if you have anything about whether it's the game last night, I know traffic emptied out pretty quickly. People were ready to get home, and probably 2/3 of the arena were left anyway, so it was a little bit easier to get out. But I think there is enough out of last night's game that should be encouraging if you're a Hurricanes fan, right? Right? If you're a Canes fan, there's enough from last night's game that should be encouraging in that Florida dictated the game except for the third period, and it still took them 5.5 hours to beat you. Hey, Jim, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Good. Wanted to make 2 points. One was that they were selling beer during overtime.
Really?
They had a limited staff. But, yeah, I went up in the fourth overtime at the beginning. I got a water, a Diet Pepsi, and a beer. And a
in the fourth overtime? There.
Yeah, they were still selling. So lines were long. And there weren't a lot of people selling it, but we were up in the 311, and they were selling it on the upper level.
Look at that!
So that's why you saw all the beer.
That's commerce right there.
So I went with 7 people. My family, it was my son John's 21st birthday, and we had golfed, and then we went tailgating, and then we're like at this game, and it's the third overtime, and we're all like, I don't know if we can do a fourth. And my high school daughter was the one that wanted to stay the most. So we stayed through the whole game, and we got home at 3 in the morning, and she's emailing her teacher saying, I'm sorry, I didn't get my homework done. I just went to the fifth longest NHL game of all time. Can I have an excuse? So we'll see what happens today. She went to school. So
did she? Was she on time?
Yeah, I actually got myself up to get her up, and she was all good. So, she was a trooper. She wanted to stay.
That is amazing. Well, good. We saw a lot younger kids in the stands last night.
Oh, I know. They were everywhere.
Could not.
It had become a mission. It had become a mission.
Yeah, I think my son, he would have relished it. He would have done it. I mean, it's only 2 o'clock in the morning. It's not like he's never stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning before. I say only 2 o'clock in the morning, but you know. It's still a long day, but it was fun.
I'm looking at my college sons. I'm like, why are you guys tired? This is only 2 a.m. You're in college.
Normal. Well, it sounds like you had a good day, though. Congratulations for making it all the way through. We'll win tomorrow.
We'll win tomorrow. Thanks so much.
You got it, Jim.
Take care, Adam.
You got it. 860-5-FAN, 860-5326. So I got home. I pulled in the driveway. 3:31.
Yeah.
3:31.
I think it's 3 for me.
So, and alarm, I got to bed around 3:45. Usually when you get home, it's about an hour to unwind.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I didn't need the hour.
Five seconds.
Not at 3:31.
Nope.
So 3:45 roughly, done. Alarm rings, 5:45.
Miserable.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a
5:45. That's not sleep. That is a nap. Mm-hmm. I can't be the only one in that position. There's no way I am the only one in that position. But this is what you do. This is just part of it. And I did get a chance after Aileen took Jack to school today, so I didn't have to. And so from like 7:30 to 8:15, I got another 45 minutes. Glorious.
That was nice of her.
Glorious 45 minutes. So I came close to 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's going to be great today. The last hour of this show could be epic.
Will be awesome.
It could be epic.
It's going to be. I mean, we do have the round table. That's always usually fun, too.
That is going to be fun, too. All right, real quick about the Canes, before we get to the our halftime festivities. For all of Florida's dictating the play, and Florida and Carolina, they're not completely dissimilar, but they go about their business in different ways. Carolina wants to get pucks behind your defense, play out from behind the goaltender out, go a lot of low to high stuff. That's what they do best. Forecheck, blah, blah, blah. Cycle the puck, create a lot of pressure, stress you out. And they didn't do that very well last night. So it was a little bit more played in open ice. Not that there was a ton of room, but it was a game played that way more. And I thought it was more Florida's game. Obviously, they took physical opportunities with Carolina. Real quick, I know Luke Tkachuk had mentioned Jack Drury. I thought Jack struggled in the game. I thought he struggled a lot. I thought there were times, actually, his two failed attempts to clear the defensive zone with the puck led to the goal by Ryan Lomberg in the first overtime that was ultimately chalked off. And I thought, boy, Jack can exhale now because that goal doesn't count, and he was really responsible for that opportunity. It was not a great game from Jack Drury. I don't know that he won't play in game two, but if I'm Rod Brind'Amour, it's a thought that maybe I go to Mackenzie McEachern on a fourth line. Maybe I go to a Jesse Puljujarvi on a fourth line, not only to just say, hey, Jack, just take a seat for a second, because it wasn't a good game for him, but also because either Puljujarvi or Mackenzie McEachern can play a more physical game. I also wouldn't be shocked if they took both Stepan and Drury out of the lineup for game two and put both of those guys in to get a little bit more punch in the lineup. I don't know what he's going to do. He probably won't do both, but I think everything is on the table, albeit, again, Carolina, when they got to their game, they were fine.
Yeah.
They just didn't get enough out of that third period. Could have easily won it. If Martin Natchez gets the puck over Sergei Bobrovsky's pad, we're not talking.
Yeah.
Carolina wins that game 3-2 in regulation. We skate off with a game 1 win. And on top of that, so you have Natchez third period breakaway. Seth Jarvis fourth period, power play off the crossbar. I mean, he's less than 10 feet from the goal, and he hits it flush off the bar. Bobrovsky is down and out. Probably two-thirds of the goal in terms of the height are there for him to work with, and he flushes it right off the bar. Jordan Staal had back-to-back chances early in the fifth. One ends up being a wraparound that, really, that stayed out? Okay. Sebastian Aho had a rebound chance of a Brady Shea shot. These are just stuff that you can remember, right? Shea takes a shot. Aho collects the rebound, pulls it back out, tries to flip it over. Bobrovsky's pad doesn't get it over. Fast on the power play in the seventh period, right? Pass right across. Jesper Fast down on one knee. He's winding up to blast it into the goal.
Nuts.
And it goes, he whiffs it.
Yeah, he does.
He just whiffs it. I mean, it wasn't an easy play, but still, he whiffs it.
Yeah. Now, this did cross my mind because I was concerned about this. Do you think it's too soon for Tara Vinen to come back in all the ways? Because the Canes have been very successful with the lines that they've had thus far. And having him back, do you think it changed anything dynamic-wise?
No, he's a good player and he fits in anywhere. So I thought Tavo struggled in the first, probably the first two periods.
Yeah.
But I also don't think he was alone. I think there was a lot of struggle.
Oh, no, yeah. Right?
And as I said before, Teravainen and Kotkaniemi kind of combined on the mistake that led to the first goal. Sometimes it's not the mistakes that actually allow the goal to happen. And sometimes there are no mistakes that allow the goal to happen. Mm-hmm. But somewhere along the way, there could have been an error, and that was the error that created the opportunity. But I thought from that, from the start of the third period on, I thought Teuvo was excellent.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he hadn't played in a month.
True.
So, I have no problems at all with Teravainen. I'll be interested to see if he stays where he was with Staal and Natchez.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that Rod can do, and he has the options to do them starting tomorrow night.